Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, the triumphant return of Pennywise. Of course, Fletcher, Jim, and Randy are all here from the band.
Hello. It's really just to prove once and for all just how low our self-esteem is.
Land of the Free, name of the CD, out tomorrow. We'll hear stuff off of that new CD, tell you about dates and all that stuff. But, yeah, let's air it all out now, because as you know, last time Pennywise was in here, we had a little debacle. The old Fletcher was here. Yes. And things got a little out of control. A little booze-fueled mayhem took place here. Now, was that about a year and a half ago? How long ago was that?
I guess it was about 2 years ago.
Well, was it 2 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Seems like yesterday.
It was just a year ago for last year's Weenie Roast. Now, it feels like only yesterday. I know it does for you, Drew, because you talk about it in therapy.
three times a week.
So for you, I mean, you basically, it's like, you know when you talk to guys about Vietnam?
Yeah, like it just happened.
They're still there.
Yeah.
They start crying when they talk about it.
Yeah, sure.
I noticed that last time you guys were both behind the counter, and this time Dr. D is real close to the door. He's like sitting on the other side of the desk.
Drew took one of his loafers off and shoved it in the door so it could not be latched this time. Yeah. Now, if you're just a new affiliate, you weren't sure what we're talking about, we'll work it out for you. We won't drudge up a lot of bad memories or feelings. But Pennywise has always made memorable appearances here on Loveline. And last time, well, the first time was, what, 7 years ago? What did you say it was about?
We're not really good with numbers.
I'd say about seven years ago, Fletcher wasn't feeling well, I guess. I wasn't in the studio then, but Fletcher had a few, maybe a couple of pony kegs and four large pizzas, and proceeded to projectile vomit on not only Drew, but whoever else was in the studio. And then last year, Fletcher had a few beers and sort of barricaded us into the in the studio and talked about going to a place called Poo Poo City. But I think Randy or Jim was asking, just as the show began, asking Drew, what's wrong with our self-esteem? Why would we have Pennywise back?
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought about this, but I thought, you know, if I was listening to Loveline, I'd want Pennywise back. And if I was in the studio with Pennywise, I wouldn't want Pennywise back. But if it's a show of hands kind of thing, you figure the audience has it, right?
That's right, man. It's democracy.
That's right.
And we've been monitoring Fletcher to some degree on the months and days and weeks since he's been here last. And we've heard good things. That he's been fairly sober.
They're all lies.
Fairly sober,
fairly
right?
Fairly sober, yeah. You know, pretty much off the hard stuff. 90% of the time.
Right. I mean,
I won't lie.
Right, but fairly sober. And when Fletcher's sober, everything's good with Fletcher, right?
Yep, I'm sure that's why there's three security guards here tonight instead of one, like last time.
Well,
they don't actually look like security guards. They actually look like off-duty police officers.
They're that, and there's some
on-duty. It's on-duty police officers.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's not let last time's episode eclipse Pennywise and the music that they're putting out today. Now they will be seen, I should say, tomorrow when the new is the CD out tomorrow.
Yep.
19th, and that again is Land of the Free. Warped Tour is where you can find them all through the summer, or are you just doing a leg?
We're doing... Go. You go.
We're doing just the coast. We're not going to the middle of the country.
Right, so how...
It's really hot back there right now.
Yeah, and what happens after the Warped Tour for you guys?
Relax for a while and recover from all the things that Fletcher's going to do to us on the road, and then we're going to... try it again. I don't know why we keep going out. It's,
you guys are
some
all
weird thing.
You're all addicted.
Yeah, we're addicted.
You
to
all need to go into therapy and whatever.
Yeah. Well, Drew, I'll tell you, and Drew, stop me if I'm wrong, but you're still having some post-traumatic trauma from the last time Pennywise
was
here.
No, I'm not. I did for a month afterwards, but not
I didn't
anymore.
Take it quite as hard because I guess I was abused more in high school
right,
or
right.
in the years I worked construction or something. I just sort of got I got used to that brand of justice being dealt out. Yes.
I don't know if you ever figured out that I actually didn't know where you lived.
You know, I did.
I made that up, that my brother moved you.
It was interesting.
I made that up just to get you, you know, get your head in the right place for the show, and then I broke it out a little bit later that I was coming for you.
I forgot about that part. You said that your brother moved Drew into his new pad, and you were going to swing by and check up on him.
Yeah. But I actually do not know where you live, so you can leave that one to rest.
All right. Well, he's fine now, and we'll bury the hatchet and get on to calls and playing music and all that good stuff with Pennywise. Ashton?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I just want to say thank you so much, Dr. Drew and Adam, for doing this show, because I absolutely love it. My first question is, my other question, I'll get right to the point. I've been dating my boyfriend for about 3.5 months, and we have sex and it's all right, but I ask him to go down on me and he won't, and I go down on him and he likes it, but then I ask him to do anal and he won't. And so my question is, if I'm like pretending to give him a BJ, or I am, you know, and then I want to bite him really hard just to pay him back, just to dump him, I was wondering if there's anything that could like go really wrong with him.
With you biting his penis off? I mean,
depends if you have the penis sewn back on again afterwards.
Bite.
How much blood loss there is.
You want him to do anal on you?
No, yeah. Oral.
She said, I think she worked the anal in there, too.
And he's refusing.
He's just like crackle, and I can't stand.
But did you say anal or not?
Yes, I did.
All right. So
he won't do anything to me except for like fingering me, and this is child's play.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I like how you just jump right in.
We know a couple of guys that we could hook you up with that you'd probably do a lot better with.
Sounds good.
How old is this guy?
He's 18.
And is he a virgin?
Oh, no. I mean, we have sex all the time, but it's not as fun.
As what? As some of these other guys? More brutal guys.
Exactly.
And so you need to be ruthless to this guy.
Well, I mean, he won't do anything with me.
Yeah, why don't you just break up with him, Ashton?
Well, that's what I want to do.
All right, why just break up when you can bite the guy's phallus off?
Yeah, most breakups.
And then break up.
Yeah, I'd say most breakups don't require a ceremonial, detaching of the penis.
Well, I'm going to use Drew's own logic on him. I'm saying once you bite the penis off, you don't have to break up. I mean, that probably says it all.
Yeah.
There's no reason to have formal discussions on breaking up once the penis has been bitten off.
Yeah, well, I just want to get him back. I mean, like...
Ashton, this is bizarre.
you're not serious, are you?
Of course.
You really?
Yeah, I mean...
Why won't he go down on you?
I don't know. There's, like, nothing wrong with me. Other guys do it, and they like it, and I like it a lot. But it's just...
Why don't you get away from this guy if it's not for you?
That's what I want to do, but I want to get him back.
All right, well,
get him back.
What about the next guy? What about the next guy?
Yeah.
He had a bad reputation.
Right.
I live in Australia, actually, but I'm just here visiting.
Oh, I see.
I'm going back next week, so...
All right. See, that's what we got
to
toughen
up. You want a souvenir penis to take with you, or...?
Rock on.
Hey, why don't you do something to his car? Traditionally, I think that's the way you screw a guy over when you break up with him. You key him, you slash his tires, you put some fecal matter on his hood. Right, stick to the... Hey, Ashton, you may not be familiar with this because you're from Australia.
Yeah.
The American custom is to do something to the guy's car. I've always said that your car's like a piece of you leave out on the street at night. You know, I mean, I don't know when it stops happening, but do you remember when a guy or girl's car was them? And, I mean, it was great because you'd be driving around and you'd go, "Dude, that's Derek's car." You go kick the crap out of the guy's car?
Yeah. It still happens.
Oh, it still does?
Yes.
Yeah, do something to his car. That's my angle. Daniel?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Hey.
What's up?
I got a question for Pennywise.
Here they are.
Here we are.
Yeah, that game Top Skater you did the soundtrack for?
Yes.
I heard that in order to get you guys to do it, they had to make a special one with Fletcher in it.
Actually, what they did was they had a... If you look at the end, there's like a band set up at the end on the right-hand side of the thing, and they actually had us done up like, what is it, cartoon characters or whatever, animated figures, and we were supposed to be playing a gig, and there was also, Jimmy came up with the idea like every once in a while that I was supposed to run out and attack the skater that was going down, but...
Well, what a stretch.
Yeah, I mean, with a bottle of Bacardi in my hand. But yeah, there's actually some animated portraits of us laying around somewhere in my office that are pretty damn funny.
That's cool.
Yeah, but we thought that was going a little too far. Now we wish we would have done it because it would have been pretty funny. But at the time, it didn't seem like such a good idea.
Do you guys skate?
Yeah, we skate to the liquor store.
That's it, though. I mean, you can't do any half pipes or pools or anything like that.
Sure, right? We can, man.
If you get to the liquor
store. We're
not that
old.
Yeah.
All right, Daniel, you good?
Yeah.
All right, take care of yourself.
Hey, you're a genius.
Who, me or the band?
Both.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a diplomat.
Thanks for throwing us in there with you.
Stephanie?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
You're on with Pennywise.
Hi. Hello. Hi, Adam. I love you.
Thanks.
And that's you. You're awesome.
Stephanie. What's up?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Who's this?
Go ahead, goofball.
All right. Well, my question is, lately my boyfriend, and he can't last long when we have sex. Like, it's like seriously 2 minutes.
And then he has an orgasm?
Yeah.
And he's not doing anything else for you besides intercourse?
No.
Well, you got to bite his penis off.
That's good. Well, nip it in the bud.
That's the Australian.
That's Australian cotton, for yeah. breaking up.
Yeah,
you've
yeah.
seen the commercials.
Put another on the Barbie.
That's right.
Well, he was good before, but it just recently happened.
Well, how long have you two been going out?
A year and a half.
And you guys been having sex for a year or so?
Yeah.
And it was good the whole time until recently?
Yeah, like 2 months, like now.
If you're fat.
Drew, please, have you asked him what it is?
No, well, yeah, he thinks we do it too much.
How often do you do it?
Well, like once a week.
Well, what's up with these young guys? They don't go down on women. They think it's too much. Oh, no, not anal. Heavens to Betsy, no.
Jeez.
You make the baby Jesus cry when you talk about anal.
Goodness gracious.
What's up with guys?
Something's wrong with the new generation.
Yeah, why don't you talk to him about it? See what's going on, or you think you'll just embarrass him?
I think I'll embarrass him. He's really sensitive about it.
And does he do the oral thing on you?
Sometimes, but not really.
You need to get that more part of the game here. Really. Will you educate her about your clock?
Yeah, I believe, and I give this speech to guys once every couple of weeks, but there's a lot of young guys who don't last very long out there. And here's the way you remedy that. Once you start going down on a girl, the clock starts. Meaning, if you're good for 3 or 4 minutes when you're having sex, well, you go down on them for 15, 18 minutes, then you got a nice 20-minute sex session in there. And the women don't complain because that's what they want anyway. I mean, if you spoke to most women and said, would you like the guy to go down on you for 15 and then have intercourse for 5 or the other way around? Most of them, I bet, would go for...
Number one.
Yeah. Down for 15 and up for 5. So that's what this guy's got to do, and he'll get rid of the complaints. Robbie?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Actually, I'm 15.
15?
Yeah.
On with Pennywise. What's up?
Hey, I have a question for Jim.
Yeah.
I used to sneak in your backyard with Daniel Beverly. Silly Stringy. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was you.
Yeah. On Halloween. I was wondering...
Your Big Ben's little brother's friend, right?
Yeah.
You're older now.
Yeah, I'm older.
Well, he's 15.
Are you still sneaking into my backyard?
No, not as much.
Okay, thanks.
They don't move. But anyway, I was just wondering when the next time you're going to be playing a South Bay show.
You never know. We might play at Hermosa Saloon again, just unannounced.
All right.
Or July 4th, anything could happen.
You guys are from Hermosa,
Tower.
Right?
At House of Blues tomorrow, 3:00 in Hollywood, there's going to be a free show if you want to go up there.
Oh, there is?
That's a big deal.
It's not South Bay, but it's pretty close.
Is that just announced right now, or has that been announced?
Actually, we were scheduled to play the Tower Records parking lot, and then the city council decided to pull the plug on it because they don't like our lyrical content, so we're moved into the House of Blues, and they're going to be giving away wristbands at Tower starting at 9:00 tomorrow morning. And anyone that doesn't get a wristband can still get in to the show if it doesn't get oversold.
That's House of Blues tomorrow?
3:00. Doors open at 2:00.
Wow. Well, there's a nice piece of information. I didn't even know that. Hey, Robbie?
Yeah.
All right, why don't you take your moped down to Sunset Strip and watch that show?
All right, sounds good. One last thing. Adam, you're a god.
Well, thanks.
All right, talk to you later.
Why?
Lynn?
Yeah?
Hey, you're 16. What's up?
Hi. I just want to say, Pennywise, I think it's awesome that you guys speak your mind and, like, address the problems in our world. Like, you've pretty much inspired me. Like, I used to be a junkie, and, like, you inspired me to get off drugs and to, like, to go and, you know, ask out that guy and to get myself in therapy and to get my grades up and everything. And, like, just something about your lyrics, like, really inspire me. And also, I was wondering, are you guys going to be in Chicago for the Warped Tour?
We're going to come to Chicago on our own tour. We're not doing the Midwest for the Warped Tour.
Oh, no?
But we're going to come and do our own tour there, so we'll be there.
Like, I would... it would mean so much to me if I can meet you guys. Like, would I be able to arrange that?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's give our tour managers, our manager's phone number out over the air, and you can give him a call.
Yeah, one thing that everyone... I'm amazed that more people don't realize this. If your band's... If your favorite band's playing in your town, they're always going to be there sound checking all day long, and if you just go and hang out, there's usually a tour bus or a van there, and yeah, they're usually there all day.
Really?
So if you want to stalk your favorite band,
just go early and stand by the door, and when they come in, say, "Oh my God, Fred, can I get in, please?" And
let everyone do the math on the sound checks, because let's say you're supposed to be on stage at 9 o'clock. You'll get to the venue at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock to do the sound.
2, 3, 4.
And then get out and go back to the hotel for a couple hours or something, and then come
probably be hanging in the dressing room having a couple cold ones.
Oh, really?
Or
go
maybe
all the way.
The bus.
Go all the way through.
Yeah, most of the time.
No,
not me.
Randy goes to the hotel.
Go to the hotel.
Randy goes to the hotel.
He likes watch some TV. You know?
The point is if the gig is 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you should be coming around if you're looking to stalk your favorite band.
2 o'clock. Is
2, 3
time.
O'clock.
Yep,
in there.
Yeah, like, I'm going to be seeing Green Day and The Living End tomorrow.
Cool. Stalk them.
Yeah, I know. I really want to. I met Green Day last year at Warped Tour. Like, they brought me on stage. But, yeah, I was thinking, like, I should show up, like,
acceptable
earlier.
Right.
And just be like...
Right, yeah, but
like,
you gotta get there. We're saying don't get there 2 hours early. Get there 5 hours early when they're doing the sound check.
Yeah, they wouldn't, like... Would they be...
No, look, we did the math. We're not going over there
well,
for
she's
you.
Wondering how she gets in the venue.
Well, that's oral
stand
sex,
out,
right?
Yeah, either that or biting your penis off.
Presenting the bit enough people.
Yeah, how do you get in the venue?
It's pretty much open at that point. Kind of kids can just wander right in, and you know, it's kind of like trucks are loading equipment, and it's pretty easy to walk in or see somebody in the band or somebody that'll help you. It's pretty foolproof, trust me. We do it all. Like three kids in the parking lot out here that are on the guest list for tomorrow's show.
Mm. Oh, really?
They showed up here.
Smart.
So they were smart.
You have to be industrious.
Lizzie?
But see, did you hear that stuff about how we inspired her to get off drugs?
We're
pretty good guys, actually.
No, awesome. Yeah, that was good.
All right. We're not all bad.
Yeah, me, the rest of the band is really nice, positive people. It's all Fletcher.
In between the vomiting, we inspire people.
Lizzie?
Yeah.
You're 22.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I called a couple of weeks ago because I was raped randomly, and you guys gave me some really good advice. Well, you told me to go to group therapy.
Yeah, yeah. It was a violent rape. Remember this?
I was jogging.
Yeah, she was jogging, pulled us. Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah, so, you're just jogging through the park kind of thing?
I was jogging from a hospital where the parking lot was under construction.
And I remember your family didn't want you to get treatment or something?
Right,
And I remember what I... figured out from this, which is I'm going to tell my daughter to either walk or run.
No
but
jogging
is when you get raped.
Yeah.
And what if you were jogging and someone was coming up to rape you and you started walking all of a sudden? Would they have to stop?
Yeah.
Oh, they would.
That's the non-rape move. Yeah.
Interesting. All right. So we told you to get some counseling.
Right. You told me to, like, go through my college and like groups.
Right.
Which I did. But in the meantime, because of the group, like, my problem was I wasn't dealing with it, and I'm still not.
But you will. Listen, as long as you're connected in treatment, you will in your own time.
Well, like, the reason why I was freaking me out is because there were some people who, like, the same thing, and they were like, oh, the 1-year anniversary came, and, like, all hell broke loose. Like, they just, like,
flipped out, and I was like, oh my, like, I'm freaking out now about dealing with it because I'm not sure what's going to happen. But I was attacked again by the same guy.
Hold on. You were attacked again?
Yes, they caught him. I run my same route, and it turns out the guy worked at a hospital, and he hadn't, I was the only person he'd hit there, but, like, he'd been in the city and stuff, and he was, like, a serial rapist or something, but my dad, like, wasn't letting me, like, go by myself.
Yeah.
And he would, like, either follow me in the car or, like, jog behind me or walk the dog.
Yeah.
He was, like, half a block away, and I also, I had a weight in my hand, and I knocked him in the head. So.
Good.
Nice.
You guys caught him?
Yeah, they caught him. And
I mean, think how empowering that all is. I mean,
it was pretty empowering.
You may not freak out. This may be some closure for you, in fact.
Well, I want to get some individual therapy.
Yeah.
Everyone keeps shoving this group stuff at me, and it's really not working because,
wait a minute. Well, hold on a second. I got to get back to the re-rape here. You're jogging. You're doing the same route you always do.
One of the suggestions in this group was like maybe I need to route obviously after
right.
And one of the suggestions was that I should like not be avoiding the situation.
How bad do those people feel now?
You guys are the ones that told her to go to group.
Yeah, whack them in the head with that weight when you go into group next time. All right, so you're running and you're going by the hospital again.
But it wasn't the first time. So, I'd done it, three nights prior.
Right, okay. And you're going by the hospital again.
God bless your dad for being smart enough to stay behind.
And he had a cell phone, and, the guy grabbed me, and he grabbed me from behind, and when he went to turn me around, I had this weight in my hand and knocked him in the head with it, which confused him. And then my dad was there, and he, held the guy down, and I kind of got thrown, so I don't know, but the police came in.
So your dad held him down until the cops came?
Yeah, the guy was kind of dazed because of the knock in the head, but...
Oh, wow. I'm surprised your dad didn't beat his skull in.
That would have been a good time to remove the penis.
Yeah, right there.
The cops were there really fast because we were at the hospital, and so there were, police at the hospital.
I don't know. I think your work is done. That's enough therapy. you bashed a guy in the head and apprehended him. You and your dad.
No, she's
got
to go to court and testify.
No, my dad got me out of all that.
All right, here's the deal. You're still likely to have some post-traumatic stress.
I know, and I want individual
therapy at this point is probably a good way to go.
But how do I get, I keep going to these groups, and they're like, you need the support.
If I remember right, did you go to Northwestern?
Yeah.
They have a huge mental health service there. So just go down to mental health services, get a therapist, and just start going.
You know what always amazes me about rapists, and I know what the answer is, but as a sane non-rapist, I'm still amazed by it. You hear these stories. I mean, I go home, I watch all those crime TV shows, and there's the guy, and he breaks into the house, and the chick's kicking and screaming and clawing, and then they find the semen samples in her. You know what I mean? Like, listen, if I get a couple of beers in me, I can barely get a boner at the strip club, because the lights are flashing. I got my buddy sitting next to me, elbowing me, who's getting a lap dance. I'm trying to focus, but they got that goddamn cherry pie playing in the background, and there's a strobe going on, and I got to take a leak, and I can barely get it going in that situation. Now, could you imagine... holding somebody down and they're kicking and screaming and knocking stuff down and you squeeze one off?
Yeah.
I think there's they do that people. They like
but
it,
that, yeah,
yeah
that's what people. Does get them off. But I'm just thinking, to sane guys, I mean, how distracting and how undoable would that be?
Yeah. Pretty undoable.
Right. Jesus.
Just be thankful that you don't understand.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I guess, that I can't go,
I'm a rapist.
Drew, please, we haven't gone to break yet.
Oh, sorry.
Pennywise is here for their triumphant love line return. We'll take a break. We'll hear something off the new CD. More questions, more answers after this.
Hello, who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
This is Aaron from Stained, and you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah. It is Loveline. And I'm Adam Carolla, and Dr. Drew is here. Although Dr. Drew's on the other phone. I think he's taken a medical call or something. Must be talking to a listener. Randy, Jim, and Fletcher here from Pennywise. And although Jim and Fletcher, here comes Jim, and I'm guessing Fletcher will be close behind. Lock the door, lock the door, lock the door.
Yeah, keep him out.
Yeah, let's barricade him
out. Land of the Free with a question mark is the name of the CD. Well, since Drew's on the horn and Fletcher's doing God knows what to God knows who, why don't we hear something off of the new Pennywise CD, which is out tomorrow? You queued up there, Anderson? This one is called F Authority. Ah, there you go. Land of the Free, everybody, out tomorrow. Pennywise is the band. Dr. Drew is still not made his way into the studio.
I think you went home.
He cut his losses.
He got scared.
Dr. Drew, I'm guessing he was on the phone, so I'm guessing he was talking to some patient or some caller or somebody who had bigger troubles than we have. So he'll wander into the studio, but until then, we got Pennywise.
Anything you can cause addiction, Adam. Did you know that?
That's David Allen Greer doing his Dr. Drew, by the way. Randy?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
What is up?
Yeah, this is kind of embarrassing, but I'm attracted to guys, but when it comes to, like, you know, just having the sex and everything, I don't know. It just turns me off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Have you ever had sex with a guy? Is your behymen still intact?
Yeah, I've had sex with a guy, but, yeah, I don't do the whole cornholing thing.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Well, what did you do with the guy?
Just basically oral sex.
That's what most gay guys just do. I mean, the anal, Adam, you're convinced that you can't be gay unless you engage in anal sex, but that's...
Well, God doesn't recognize you as officially gay until...
Maybe the Vatican.
The behind has been pierced.
I understand, but the last ecumenical council, they did make a provision where mutual oral sex could qualify.
They're very progressive now. It's something I learned from this show that a lot of gay guys just do the oral thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's fine.
Yeah, none of my partners have ever, like, wanted to do the whole cornholing thing.
All right, what's your question?
My question is, like, what could have caused this? I mean...
What could have caused...
Like...
You weren't here. He's not being turned on. He likes guys, but he's not turned on by him anymore.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I'm not turned on.
Mm-hmm. What do you like? You think you like women physically?
No, I find them repulsive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had those days.
Are those same kinds of repulsive feelings trickling into your feelings about guys?
When we're having intercourse.
Yeah. And sometimes, are you attracted to them initially, and then when you have sex, they seem kind of spoiled? And
yeah.
Yeah. That's called envy. We were talking about this last night, Adam, you and I. When somebody is very envious of other people, sometimes they want to have them, and when they have them, just the fact that they're in your clutches makes you want to spoil them, makes them spoiled by virtue of the fact of them having submitted to you.
Well, when you say spoil them, you mean soil them, not give them candy and flowers.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, guys do that to women.
You know, and men do that to men, and you know, women do that to men. That's actually pretty heavy stuff when you have that kind of envy that's getting in the way of your ability to function sexually.
Drew, do you think you're just voicing that on this guy because we were talking about it on a cell phone last night on our ride home, and you decided you're going to give it to the next gay guy who calls?
No, I just am sort of becoming increasingly aware of how much envy gets into stuff.
This is
theoretically exactly that kind of situation.
All right. So, is there any guy you could get it up for? I mean, what about Drew?
No, it's he can
Drew.
Get up
please
for,
let him answer the question.
I don't know. I've never seen a picture of Drew.
He's hot.
He is hot.
Is he?
What color face? Yeah.
Yes, and your mom would like him because he's a doctor.
What color face? Though he said.
What color hair?
Hair.
So it's hard to tell. It's about three different colors right now.
That's right.
All right. You've never seen Drew, huh?
No, I haven't.
Wow, Drew, you got to fire your publicist. Jesus Christ.
But I was just wondering if this could have anything to do with, like, my past.
Yeah, sure. Of course it does.
Because, like, when I was littler, I was molested, like, hundreds of different times. And
I smell a little mason jar coming up, perhaps.
No.
No? All right.
I mean, I got enough of that from him not even to mention that.
Who molested you hundreds of times?
My mom's best friend's daughter, a neighbor boy, my best friend's dad, and the babysitter's son.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, made the rounds. Started with a woman, though, huh?
Huh?
How old were you when you got the best friend's daughter?
I was about 5 and a half.
Uh-huh. How old was she?
She's about 6 and a half.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was that so bad? I mean, I don't want to be insensitive.
That sounds like a doctor-nurse situation.
Yeah, what were you guys doing?
She made me perform oral sex on her and vaginal and anal.
Yeah, freak out a five-year-old.
Anal?
At five?
Yeah. How do you do? I wasn't doing anal till I was seven.
Spikes.
Five and a half. Way ahead of the curve. Yeah. Hey, well, hold on. Was your penis erect?
I can't remember. I think it was, but honestly, I don't remember.
It's amazing that a six-year-old would know how to make someone perform all that type of stuff.
Well, God knows what happened to her.
Yeah, her father had molested her several times.
Right. Of course.
All right. Well, hey, Randy?
Yeah?
Therapy, and a little more therapy.
Yeah, that's the only way you can undo all that.
Yeah, have you ever heard of the treatment center called Devereaux Clea Wallace in Colorado?
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, I just successfully discharged from there. I was there for like 9 months and got help for this. And
For
in a survivors group for like...
Good for you. Tested. All right. Did you talk about these issues?
Yeah, I did. And I'm currently seeking out continuing my treatment that I had there and going on and...
Are you an addict also?
I'm a sex addict.
Yeah. Are you going to SA? You're doing 12-step?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, get more involved with the sponsor. Do those fourth and fifth step over and over again so you get deeper involved in that. Get the individual therapist. You know, it takes time.
All right,
a long time.
Good luck, Tiffany.
Yes.
Tiffany.
Hi.
Hi. What's up with your phone?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, Christ.
Here, I'll plug in.
You there?
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Yeah. What's up?
Okay, I have a quick question and a quick comment.
All right.
Or the other way around. Okay, I've been listening to you guys a really long time, and I think you're like the funniest person in the world, Adam. And me and my sister used to listen to the Dr. Drew Boogie all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't have it anymore.
All right, well, we'll play that. You want the shuffle or the boogie?
What was that one? And it starts out and goes, get down, get down.
Oh, that's the Dr. Drew Boogie.
I love that song.
All right, we'll hear that.
Okay, cool. I have a quick silly question because I've heard you guys talk about it before, but my friend and I were wondering what a butt plug is.
Ah.
Well, Pennywise is here.
Yeah.
I think Adam is best suited to answer that question.
Yeah, I remember when my dad got me my first butt plug. Oh, my God. It's nothing.
And your stocking Christmas?
Yeah. Appropriately titled a stocking stuffer. She's nothing sacred, Anderson. The conversations we have during the commercial breaks, does everything need to be recorded? I just got done whacking off to my mom. What happened to the confidentiality between a physician?
Cone of silence.
You know, he records those cell phone calls on the way home.
Jesus
too.
Christ!
Somebody probably is.
A butt plug is an object. Well, it's one of those things that's kind of easy to figure out. There's certain titles like horseshoe. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's different.
Shoehorn.
Right.
I kind of do, but I didn't know the purpose of it or anything.
Well, one would put it up one's butt.
Well, first describe what it is there.
Well,
it's like an ace of spades shape.
Yeah, it has a shape almost like a spade from a playing card, although it doesn't get that broad at the base.
Right.
It's not quite that triangular, but it is smaller at the top than it is at the bottom.
You know a little too much to make me comfortable.
Yeah, I'm not real familiar with the shape
really,
of a butt plug.
I'll tell you why. One of the reasons I'm an expert in the butt plugs No, I had a crazy neighbor when I lived in my first apartment in North Hollywood with like three guys in a one bedroom, and we had this manager named Al. He was this crazy old guy with this dog, and he brought over one of the guys was a sex fiend who lived in the one of the units, and he moved out, and this guy Al cleaned out his apartment, brought everything over to our apartment.
Oh my God.
Thought, you know, why throw it away when there's four guys who sound like they need it who live upstairs, and this guy had an assortment of butt plugs, and like I said, it's kind of looked like a I don't know, Cable Ace Award or something, and it's sort of sort of like a spade. It has a little ridge at the bottom, and you put it in your ass.
Four.
I think it's pleasurable
for some.
It's either pleasure or really bad diarrhea.
I've never actually.
In my case, it's diarrhea.
Used one. Yeah. Yes, it does. It does have a use if you're on the road, if you can't get to a rest stop.
But Tiffany, God bless you for bringing this up. This is very important material we have to get through here.
It's all I could do for you guys.
I appreciate
Thanks, Tiffany, very much.
You are so welcome.
All right. Good luck in finishing school, okay?
Thank you.
All right, take care of yourself. Pennywise is here. We'll take a little break, and then we'll be back with more of them, more of you, after this.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Pennywise is here. 311 is coming in here tomorrow night, and some 41 on Thursday. Let me tell you where you can find Pennywise. They're going to be at the House of Blues tomorrow, and they're doing it's a 3 o'clock show, right?
Yep.
And you can get the wristbands at the Sunset
Tower.
Tower at, starting at 9, did you say?
Yep.
All right. So that is sort of a. Alternative for doing the Sunset parking lot show, right?
Right.
All right, so still time to see Pennywise tomorrow, and then, of course, you see him at the Weenie Rose this weekend in Irvine Meadows. And what did we forget? Nothing? Warped Tour?
29th or 28th.
And Land of the Free coming out tomorrow, everybody. So
yes.
Let's get back to the phones and speak to Brian, who's 12. Brian?
Hi.
What's up?
I just had a question for Pennywise. I wanted to know what inspired them to write the song F Authority.
Fletcher's life.
A lot of things. I think it's just, you know, there's a lot of people in positions of power that abuse their authority, whether it's, you know, police all the way down the line to, you know, the President of the United States. So... there's a lot of reasons to be mad at authority figures. I mean, it could be your teacher. It could be your hospital nurse that, you know, is taking advantage of people. So there's a lot of authority figures out there, and I'm sure you've got a couple in your life that you probably want to say F authority to. So
yeah.
Just kind of a broad spectrum. You know, it's not about one thing. It's just about us, the little guys, having their say someday.
So. Yeah, I had another question, too.
Okay.
Can I ask it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, what's your favorite punk band besides yourselves?
Uh-huh. Randy's going to start with...
I guess we could just give a blanket Black Flag and Minor Threat, Dead Kennedys.
Yes, The Damned.
Descendants, Circle Jerks.
Do you guys look at yourselves as a punk band?
Influenced heavily. I mean, the term's kind of watered down now, and there's a lot of people that... had their definitions, but I think we're definitely a punk band when it comes to our attitude. You know,
who is there any punk bands? I mean, like I don't want to say mainstream, but a punk band that you could shout out the name and people are listening would know and go, yeah, I guess that's a punk band
that's playing now.
Yeah,
no,
don't think so.
There might be a couple out there. You know, I mean. But the real punk bands, I think, are more on the underground tip right now than mainstream. It's hard to remain a punk band or be called a punk band when you're, you know...
selling millions of records.
Doing Loveline. Yeah,
everyone knows who you are. Doing Loveline,
yeah.
Kissing the man's
The only way you can be considered a punk band is you come in here and force-feed the host of the show booze. And
that has a lot to say about what happened.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian?
Yeah?
All right, you got both questions answered. Pretty good.
Okay.
Take care of yourself.
Okay.
And go to bed. You're 12, for Christ's sake. Uh-oh. Yeah, these teachers are in for a good time tomorrow. Jake?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just want to say what up to Fletcher, Jim, and them. I came down to record with them, with the group of people that they invited down off their little contest thing.
All right.
And just want to make sure to see you guys at Warped Tour and at the Gorge. And
cool.
Keep up the good work, guys. I got the album today. I walked into a store and got them to sell it to me early.
Yeah, they tend to do that a lot.
Do you like it?
Yeah, dude. You guys rock.
Did you hear yourself singing on there?
Oh yeah.
All right.
That's awesome. I thought something was gonna happen where you couldn't hear it, but you guys left it raw like it always is.
Cool.
Thanks, Jake.
Thanks a lot.
Take care of yourself. Let's talk to Sharon.
Hi.
Sharon, you're 38. What's up?
Yes. Well, first of all, I like to masturbate a lot, and sometimes I like to watch women doing it. And, like, when I'm watching it and I'm in the middle of it, I think that, you know, it really turns me on, and I think I want to do that. I've never done it. But then when I'm out of the moment and just in my everyday life, you know, I'll, you know, look at a woman or something, and I'll think it kind of, like, grosses me out. So I'm, like, kind of confused about that.
Yeah.
And I'm married 11 years now.
All right. Hey, you know, I think women have a much broader spectrum to fantasize about than guys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, guys, they got their thing. Yeah. I like the big jugs. I'm fairly limited in terms of my spectrum. I got the big jug videos at home. I pop in the big jug video, and I go at it. And I did that 10 years ago, and I'm guessing 10 years from now I'll be at home watching the big jug videos. But I don't like spread it. Like, I don't know any guys who go like, yeah, I'm a straight guy. I've never been with a guy, not interested in guys, married to a woman happily 15 years. But I like to whack off the guy blowing another guy every once in a while. Sure. You know, like, I don't know any of those guys, because what you fantasize about as a guy is like what you want to do. It's just the only thing that keeps you from doing it is someone won't let you do it to them. But that's what you would fantasize about.
But I'm, like, so convinced that I'm going to do this. I mean, it's like I just, and then.
Yeah, but then you have your orgasm, right?
Yeah.
And you're done?
Yeah.
That's the other thing. That's everything guys do. Well, you guys ever do that where you go, I'm going for three this time. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a big hat trick. That's right. Get the belly zamboni ready. And then you do that one and you go, what's on TV?
What's in the fridge? Is that Dr. Drew talked about, and I don't know what you said about it, because I just heard the tail end. You were talking about multi-orgasmic women.
Uh-huh.
And that like, I can go for, like, I can have, like, an hour or two session, just, you know, keep going. And what it's done is that it makes it more difficult for me to have an orgasm when I do have sex with my husband.
Is that because you're using a vibrator or something?
Not always.
Hmm. So,
not always. Sometimes.
Is there something wrong with the relationship with the husband, though?
No, not at all.
Huh. All right. So do you feel like you need to be with a woman, though, once before you die, just to check it off the list?
Sometimes I think that, but I just, like I said, it, you know, unless I'm in the heat of the moment or maybe just very drunk or something, I don't know.
All right. I don't think this is out
is
of the realm
like
of normal
strange?
For women.
Check with your husband and see if you might want to be involved with that, too.
Yeah, I bet his fantasy was to be with a woman, too, other than you. Yeah?
I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could see him with another woman.
Do you have kids?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, don't do it. You'll screw the kids up.
Yeah.
All right?
Just stay focused.
So that's not, like, too abnormal?
It's not abnormal to have fantasies, but leave them as fantasies, all right?
Yeah, you're fine. I'm telling you, I have not met a woman who does not admit that she thinks about another woman once in a while, or at least finds one physically attractive. And half the time, if you find a woman and you can hold them down long enough to watch porn, they end up liking the chick stuff better than the guy stuff. I tell you, you can't figure those women out. You really can't. That's why it's important not to. Just don't talk to them.
Don't try. Don't try.
That's right.
Oh, I've stopped trying.
All right. Let's take a little break. Pennywise is here, and we'll be back.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. Oh, look who's here. It's Drew. Fletcher, Jim, and Randy are all here from Pennywise, the CD Land of the Free, coming out tomorrow. But as we learned, you can go to a record store and beg the guy, and he might give it to you tonight, although I think it's a little late for that because it is tomorrow. Half the places we're on. You can find them at the Warped Tour this summer and also at the fabulous K-Rock Weenie Roast coming up on Saturday. And tomorrow, House of Blues, 3 o'clock. Get your wristbands at the Sunset Tower starting at 9 a.m., right?
You got it.
You can line up before then anytime and they start handing them out at 9?
Whatever you want to do.
All right.
We have no idea.
Let's keep going. We'll hear something else off the new CD in a few, but we'll take some calls, too. Kim?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
My boyfriend's really self-conscious about his penis size, and I've been with him for a long time, and I think it's just fine. I'd like to know what I could do in order to reassure him that it is just fine.
What size is it?
It's like 5.5 inches.
You can laugh like that.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's not too bad. It's bigger than the, what's the average?
Right around there.
It's like 5.3 or something. Yeah, it keeps getting smaller, too.
Tell him it's huge.
Yeah, what else is wrong with him?
That's it.
Yeah, when guys are really that concerned about their penis size, usually that's sort of a symbol for themselves, for their self-esteem.
Well, I know his mother's not exactly nice to him, and he's had some...
She makes fun of his small penis.
Since
he was a child.
Well, yeah, she calls him Irish. You know, he's hung like a hamster. She says that to him.
Oh, that's nice.
His mom says this?
Yeah.
What kind of mom is that?
Do Irish guys have small penises?
It's the
I
Irish
thought it was
curse.
Only Japanese.
No, Doug McKinnon used to say he had the Irish curse.
Oh, man.
Oh, really?
Nice to start throwing out names, dude.
Wow.
No, but all, you know, girls, you know, he just did that to get the girls curious.
Though, right, okay. Right.
To see, you know.
He worked that hung like a leprechaun angle.
Right, and then they want to check it out.
Smart.
Good cover up, Randy. You're lucky Doug lives in Florida now.
Hey, how old is this guy?
He's 19.
All right. So, look, can you just, next time you have sex, start crying and yell, "You're hurting me. You're killing me with that penis. You're going to tear my insides out."
It was, like, not too long ago, he had compared it to one of the dildos I have, and it's bigger than he is, and he got really self-conscious. And I told him that the dildo hurt. Because it does, because it's too big, and I think he's just perfect, and I tell him that, and he's still really self-conscious.
How many dildos do you have?
Well, it's one dildo, and I've got a vibrator.
I see. So just in case the batteries go, you got a backup?
Yeah.
Sweet.
You should get a smaller one, like around his size.
Yeah, do they have like that, my first dildo or something? You know, something's a little smaller, made by a Kenner or something.
Average size.
Right.
Not that I've seen.
Okay, and you, you're fine with him sexually?
Oh, definitely. He brings me wonderful pleasure.
Nice.
He brings you good pleasure?
Yes.
What's up with Kim? Yeah, Kim sounds like she's got something going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got something going on? What do? Do you strip?
No, not at all. I'm a full-time college student going to get a doctorate of pharmacy.
By day, but a hooker at night, right?
No, not at all.
Seen that movie. No?
No.
And no weird hang-ups with guys?
No, not at all.
All right. And, I don't know. Is this guy insecure in other parts of his life?
It doesn't seem like it.
He has to be. Although the way mom works the penis thing.
His sister's a tyrant, and his dad's never around, and his older sister's... fine.
Mm. Aren't there some medical, you know, ways to
enlarge?
Yeah.
Not really. You got something?
No, I thought you knew about that kind of stuff.
No, not that really works.
Nothing that lasts. Right.
I saw some show on HBO
about
real sex.
Stuffing the penis?
No, like hanging weights off of it or something.
But then what you get, now that just stretches the soft tissue that doesn't change the stuff that swells up. So you get like the usual size with like an elephant's trunk.
Oh,
yeah.
That's kind of what that guy looked like, as a matter of fact.
It's like when you run around the house in your socks and eventually get the toe part hanging off.
Exactly.
Good is that?
Yeah.
It's not going to do you any good.
In the gym, I guess it's okay, right?
Wait, looks good, yeah.
Yeah, put it in an erection, you got like a hose hanging off the end.
Let the gay guys at the gym know you mean business. All right. She needs to tell him just to get over it. I mean, don't you guys think sometimes when guys are complaining and whining and all that the women should just go, you know, look, I love you, your penis is fine, now shut up. Just do a little tough love. Like when they keep backpedaling and going, no, you're good, no, you're fine, no, that the guy starts even getting deeper into his own crap. Yeah. And they need to just sort of crack the whip every once in a while. I think that's what you need to do. And having the dildo floating around that's bigger than he is.
Not a great idea.
Probably not. John?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, I just want to see what's up to Fletcher, Jim, and Randy. What's up, guys? Hey, and I just want to say big ups to Joe Barisi. I thought he took the whole Pennywise sound to a new level on this new album.
Cool. We do, too.
Right on. And then, Fletcher, I had a question for you. My dad has a brochure for Zone Diet, and I was curious if you were actually you were in one of the advertisements.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was wondering, can you recommend a good meal on it? Because I'm about to go on it myself. And how much weight did you lose off it?
Is your dad a lawyer?
No.
Because I'm going to sue you. No, the Zone diet was really, really good. You know, ever since I heard that Tom Hanks went on it to lose that weight for Castaway, I figured I needed to sign up. I lost 25 pounds, and I never felt better in my life. And then I went in the studio for 2 months and gained about 30 back. So it's pretty dangerous on the way back. If you can stick to it, it's good. But I know, I'm pretty sure I know who this is, and I'm going to give you a beating tomorrow.
Oh, man, good for you.
Yeah.
How does the Zone, how does it work, the Zone diet? Like, what's the plan?
The Zone is like, it's about $1,300 a month. It's $40 a day. They deliver the food to your house every morning. It's all gourmet meals. It's
right.
Like, for me, since I'm a larger guy, is what they called me, I get 4 meals a day. And like 3 snacks. And it kind of like it's 40, 30, 30. 40% carbohydrates, 30%
protein.
Good fat or protein, and then saturated fat or whatever good fat is. I don't know what they call it. But it actually works. It's like no sugar.
Right.
And I felt really good on it.
So you only get to eat what shows up at your front
but
door.
But it's all gourmet. It's really actually tastes really good. And I was spending about $80 a day on food, you know, going out to eat every night and drink.
Well, so. that's a good point. And no,
and I didn't have to take my chick out anymore,
right? Because but you can't go out, you can't drink like 3 pitchers of margaritas at 4 in the morning.
I actually didn't drink in that month long period, Dr. Drew.
Wow,
sure. Awesome.
Yeah,
and you felt better. You had more energy.
I felt really, really good. And everyone was saying I looked really good, and now I'm just right back to my old self.
Well, you still look good.
Drinking.
You look, hey, you look
and,
hot.
And eating. I had 2 Jumbo Jacks today.
You're fat.
but I mean, now, what are your dimensions, Fletcher?
My dimensions?
You ever seen a wheel, well, a barrel? You know, those
right.
Big barrels on the cartoons?
That's so, it. Now, what are
my,
they?
My feet are size 15. My thighs are bigger than my girlfriend's waist. My
6'6", my 20, I'm calling.
My Dickies are 44 shorts,
right.
Double X shirt.
Right. So you're 6'6" in height?
I'm 6'5", 307 pounds right now.
What were you? What was your biggest? What's the most you ever weighed?
I think when the Zone people came over, I was at like 320 when I got on the scale.
And
but my body fat was really low, and he was really surprised. And I said, check it out, it's all muscle.
And well, there is a lot of muscle there. I mean, for a 300-pound plus guy, I mean, you probably couldn't. I mean, you're not looking to get anywhere under 250, are you?
I'm not really looking to get anywhere.
But I mean, if you're losing weight,
you couldn't get under 250.
You couldn't get under 250.
I think 250 is probably like right around where I should be, or where I was when I was like really healthy.
Right. That's
and before the free beer started flowing.
And I know it's tough, isn't it? I mean, like, you guys probably hungry a good... I don't mean that metaphorically either. I mean, like, literally, you grow up, you're hungry. There's not a bunch of free food everywhere you go. Every time you do a video shoot, there's not a big...
catering service.
Catering service. Everyone's not handing you food and booze all the time. I mean, it's kind of tough now, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's real tough.
It's not tough. I revel in the free food and the free beer. I eat as much food as I can.
You just metabolism's able to gobble it up.
I know I look good, but I'm pretty fat. You know, I'm just.
He's
I'm
like
fat,
he's
like
fat skinny. We call him fat skinny.
Yeah,
bumpy,
fat
hairy.
Skinny hairy and zitty.
Yeah,
but right. Not really. I'm hot too.
Right. Oh yeah, like, definitely hot.
Byron could eat like you know like 16 meals a day and not gain a pound. Our drummer, he's just like he was blessed with a high nervous metabolism, but I think it's affected his brain.
But you know what's funny, though? And we all know those a-holes who just eat like maniacs, and they never gain a pound, and that's fine. God bless them. God has dealt them a good hand. The only thing that gets annoying is when somebody who doesn't know them asks them how they stay in such great shape, and they start giving answers.
Like Tyra Banks.
You want to smack them over the head?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Supermodels do this all the time.
I never work out. I eat whatever I want, and this is what you get. You know, a big, voluptuous woman.
Yeah. Right.
Making
right.
Like $1 million a year.
And yeah. Then comes out with a video on how to get that way.
Yeah.
Wayne?
Yes.
You're 23?
Hey, good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Good.
I just want to say, Adam, you're a goddamn pimp. I don't know if I can say that on the radio, but
all right, you can. Thanks.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah, you can. Go ahead.
You just did.
I was asking my question, and maybe the band might even be able to help me, since bands are known to get involved in certain things. I was looking to start a cocaine diet.
All right.
I'm about 6'2 and a half, 245. I'm looking to drop down to about 180. Now,
maybe the subway people can incorporate this into their.
Maybe the zone people can start dropping coke and crank off instead of that goddamn broiled chicken breast.
I have a couple friends that from time to time get into it, and whatever they do, they'll drop like 10, 15 pounds in a week. You know?
Why not get cancer or HIV? That you'll be guaranteed.
Yeah, you get AIDS, you lose it, right?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Something I could hopefully walk away from, I'd imagine. I have this real knack where I don't get addicted to things. And then I was also looking on the internet. I ran across a couple websites on crystal meth. And I heard that that's even quicker and it's even cheaper, you know, than cocaine.
Right.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Well, why are you asking us? Son, why aren't you on it already?
No, it was the thing.
What are you waiting for?
I think the crystal meth diet's a little cheaper than the cocaine diet.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But I heard it's like more, it's more harmful to you, I guess.
Well, it's cheaper and it's a little more harmful. But you lose, I'll tell you, you lose extra weight. They don't tell you by picking on yourself. You actually pull skin and hair away from your body. And that adds up over the years.
Right.
Okay, also, how long do each of those things stay in your system, for instance? Like, if I had a drug test coming up eventually, for instance, like coke and crystal meth.
Coke's out in about, certainly in 6 or 8 hours, maybe 12 hours.
Oh, right?
The meth can be up to 24 hours.
You should have lied to him and told him, like, 6 months.
Well, the problem with the amphetamine is that your brain, if brain effects go for 6 months. And the paranoia, the irritability, the memory problems, and some of that's permanent.
I'm not worried about that. I mean, just the main thing is passing a test if I ever have to take one.
So you're not worried about the brain damage that occurs?
No, it's not really. Like I said, I can handle my business, you know?
You're not worried about the brain damage that occurs from that?
He can handle his business.
I think it's kind of overrated. I mean, because a lot of people that do it. And I think maybe there's a percentage of people that it does affect negatively.
Sure.
I mean, I wouldn't overdo it. I mean, I just, you know.
Well, here's
I have a feeling this guy's been doing meth for quite some time.
Yeah, that's
actually
what it sounds like.
You know, and the brain damage might already have occurred.
Yeah. I used to see a lot of girls, like, in high school, that they would do that to get thin.
Yeah.
And then the minute they would stop, they would just blow right back up.
And they'd switch over to something else, too.
Hey, Wayne?
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a writer.
You're a writer?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of drug testing you need to take for writing?
Well, I also do things with the government from time to time.
Like what?
I really shouldn't get into that.
Really?
He builds meth labs for him.
Yeah. No.
You just a guinea pig as part of some drug experimentation.
Well, after about 3-4 weeks of even twice a week amphetamine, sometimes there's a paranoia that can set in that's biological.
Okay.
And you'll begin to become preoccupied with people in your family, neighborhood, friends, coworkers, and those paranoias can be very destructive to those relationships.
Would it help my writing possibly too?
You'll be able to stay up longer.
What kind of writing do you do?
I'm working on a couple screenplays and, you know, short stories, poems from time to time.
Screenplays, screenplays.
Right. They'll never be sold.
I guarantee you, if they ever do make it, Adam, you'll love the movie.
All right. I'm not holding my breath, Wayne.
I'll call you when it gets through.
Hey, Wayne.
Yes.
Really, don't take this the wrong way, but it sounds like you're kind of hovering near the retard border as it is. you really sound shaky, and drugs may send you, you may be the mayor of Retardville if you really get into these drugs.
I appreciate
that. So why don't you just, seriously, eat a little more protein, take it easy on the carbs, and then get some exercise, and, you know, save your brain.
Carrots.
Yeah. You know, once in a while, well, not once in a while, every goddamn night on the show, we talk to those guys who you go, I know why women hate most men now. Wayne is one of those dudes. Sort of fast-talking, got all the answers. I don't mind guys who have all the answers. Just don't bother me. And don't ask the questions.
And don't talk to women.
And don't talk to anybody. Oh, yeah. And it's always bad, by the way. Having a few screenplays and a few projects going is bad. Mm-hmm. You're better off just saying I have one. I tend to believe you more. You know what I mean?
Think how many millions of people fit that profile, though.
Yeah, they got a whole a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah.
The problem is, they got a lot of irons, no fire. That's the thing. They got 150 irons.
We're writing a few albums right now.
You guys working on some?
Yeah, we got
some projects. Yeah. Looking to do that, brother. We're going to get those things going. I'll tell you what, right? Screenplays. And then I like it, too. Got some big stuff looming. Can't talk about it.
Yeah.
But I can't talk about it because I don't know what it is. But when I do find out about it, I'll be able to
talk
about it.
But I need to lose about 70 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to help my riding.
On meth.
Yeah, this crank's going to be great. Yeah. It's really going to... I got Jim Morrison's soul living inside me. I got to unlock it, brother.
You're
going to
meet this guy. He's going to be at his target weight of 180 with like a hit movie. He's going to go, see, Adam, I told you that.
That's right. We'll have to eat my words. All right, let's hear something else from Pennywise, if we could. You queued up there, Anderson? This one is called Divine Intervention. Land of the Free is the name of that. Out tomorrow or today, depending on what time it is, wherever you're listening. Pennywise is our guest. We're going to take ourselves a quick break. When we come back, we'll speak to Mara, who wants to know if she should tell her mom that her dad is probably gay. Mara?
Mara?
Yeah?
How do you know this?
Well, the other night, I was listening to the phone, at, 11 or so. The phone was, making noise, because, phone.
All right.
Jeez.
Hold on a second. Screw. All right, once in a while, I try to do some, semi-quality radio by selling something before we go to break. It always blows up my face.
Imagine the fact that I haven't cussed yet.
Yes.
Shocking.
Redemption. All right, you screwballs. More crappy show after this.
1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Rob Schneider. You're listening to Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew on Loveline, my favorite show.
You're doing it.
Hey, everybody. It is Loveline. Pennywise is here tonight. Land of the Free is the name of the CD. Randy and Fletcher in the studio. Jim's going to walk in just a second. Everyone's got their fill of snacks. And let's go back and see if we can talk to Mara. Mara?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't use the F word.
Sorry.
All right. So, you think your dad is gay?
Yeah, well, I mean, he could be bi or, I don't know. But,
You heard something on the phone?
Yeah, he was, having phone sex.
With a guy?
No, yeah, he's done it, 7 times in the past couple of weeks.
And what happens? You pick up the phone and listen in?
No, I heard, I freaked out and, hung up.
But you did it 7 times?
No, when someone calls out, my phone makes a noise, and, I can tell someone's calling out, and, it's just weird someone's calling out at, midnight.
And so you pick the phone up and listen to what he's saying?
Yeah, and he's always calling, guys. And
now get ready for hot horny studs.
So, he's talking to some guy and having phone sex?
Yeah.
And how much of it do you listen to?
No, I just listen to,
Listen, stop saying no every time, by the way.
Sorry.
You're telling us what's going on. I'm basically just repeating it back to you.
Yeah, I don't know, until he starts, pissing me off, I don't know.
Until he says something that pisses you off?
Yeah, though the fact that he's having phone sex with a guy.
Yeah.
Well, I would think that would sort of repel you at the beginning. You'd hang up immediately. How long do you listen? What do you listen to?
I don't know, because I wasn't... Well, the first time I was confused because I was
All right. Listen, Mara, man, I can hear it in her voice.
Talk to somebody.
She's 15.
Yeah.
I feel very bad for you. I'm sorry about your family, but I'm mad at you at the same time and hanging up on you because you've now worked the F word in casually. I'll give her that 2 times in the 45 seconds we've spoken to her. So talk to a counselor. Don't have sex. Don't get pregnant. Don't get strung out on drugs.
She can talk to the mom, I suppose. You talk to the dad. I heard this. It bothers me.
Yeah, but think about the dad.
I know.
And think about how
maybe the mom and dad are having a great relationship.
Yeah, maybe none of her business. Maybe not her business. But
maybe it's not a good thing to bring up.
But it's bothering her, and so she got to talk to somebody about it.
I'll tell you, my impulse with my parents was try not to talk to them about anything.
What their impulse to do with your credo?
You're right. It was more of a way of life than it was just a passing impulse.
You translate that into how you deal with everyone now.
I don't even... If I knew your name, I'd be yelling at you now.
That's right.
No, but seriously, you guys... we talk to these people all the time. They want to call their dad out to the carpet about something. They want to confront their mom because they were going through the drawer and they found a dildo in there, or they found a joint or a roach or something in the garage. Look, go to school, get your grades up, and go far away to college. and just write them off. Do your own thing. Start a band. Get good at some sport. Hang out with your clique. Whatever it is, don't get pregnant. Don't get freaked out on drugs. But just, if your parents are screw-ups, realize it. Do your own thing outside of the house. Rick?
Yep.
You're 23?
That's correct.
What's up?
Well, I was calling concerning the long-term physiological effects of speed, particularly on my ex-girlfriend. And I was wondering what kind of residual effects speed would have on the body after the person hasn't been doing it for about 2 to 3 years.
What do you notice on her?
Well, nothing really. She seems to be fine except for the fact that she coughs a lot. But she said that she's had 3 different kinds of cancer as long as I've known her. She's had leukemia, something wrong with the bone marrow, and then thyroid cancer. And
is that true?
I don't think so. I've talked to a few oncologists at the local hospital, and they can't seem to tell me anything that would make me believe that she has cancer or anything, but I'm trying to figure out the speed that she used to do when she was in high school would give her symptoms much like that.
Well, the weight loss and stuff. But, you know, if she is not in recovery, she's doing some other drugs still.
Really?
Yeah, she knows something.
Yeah, because I don't know. She's a piece of work. She lies about this, is doing something else or whatnot.
Yeah. Hey, but Rick, let me explain the whole boyfriend-girlfriend thing to you. A lot of people treat it as... Hold on. Shut that door, would you there, Drew? A lot of people treat it as though, you know, God reached into a big hopper, pulled out a ping pong ball with your name on it, then one with her name on it, and now you guys are joined at the hip for the next 30 years. You're 23. You got a girlfriend that's a handful. She's a screw-up. She's lying, allegedly. Why don't you just move on? Why are you hanging out trying to figure her out?
Because I care about her.
Yeah. All right.
But I love her.
That's a good reason.
But she doesn't... I know this sounds trite, but she doesn't care about herself. I mean, why are you there picking up the pieces?
I don't know. It's just kind of what I've been doing. I've been protecting my family for a long time, and it's just...
There you go. So you've been the caretaker of your parents, right?
My mom mostly. I had an abusive stepfather for about 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, you picked up another project here to protect and take care of, and if that's the only thing that'll work for you in a relationship, you've successfully found that. But you're not a doctor, and you're not in a position to make diagnoses, and this sounds like there's something really substantial going on here psychiatrically. And just make sure she gets proper care. That's all you can do.
Why don't you, as far as a project goes, why don't you get like an old El Camino, put it up on blocks, and do something healthy?
I've actually got a 71 Nova I'm putting back together right now.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, there you go.
He's a workaholic.
Yeah. Take care of that.
Let's say, Drew, Adam, you guys are awesome. I've been listening to the show for about 9 years now, and you guys got a great thing going on there. Adam, you're hilarious, and the man show rules.
Oh, thanks.
All right, but Rick, you've been listening since you're 14. You learned something about codependency in those 9 years. Come on now.
Well, he's working on a Nova. Cut him a break.
He's on his way to
what kind of engine are you putting in that thing?
She's got a 350 with a Crane 274 cam. It's got an Edelbrock Performer intake, Holley 650 carb, and 3-inch hooker exhaust.
Sweet. Yeah.
There you go.
You got the double pumper on there?
No, vacuum secondary is only. Double pumper takes too much gas.
Right.
Who cares?
What kind of compression you're running, right?
She is 10 to 1.
10 to
she,
1.
She. Yeah. She. See, it's another girl project.
That's right. Interesting.
Anyways, you guys rock.
All right. Now you've won the ban over.
All right.
All right, Rick. Good luck with her and her.
All right.
All right. Let's talk to Mike, who's 18.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys. Dr. Drew, Adam, you guys are awesome.
Well, thanks.
What's up, Mike?
You are the man. Pennywise, you guys are great, too.
Thank you.
Anyway, go. Let's talk about me. I'm 18, and I'm addicted to alcohol and heroin right now. And it's to the point where I can't function unless I'm either really drunk or I'm shooting up. And I'm scared because it's all I do, and I'm like, I don't know what to do.
You haven't sought out treatment?
I can't. I'm trying to, like, with the I went to the emergency room.
No, no, you're going to need to spend about 6 months somewhere.
Yeah.
Six months, really?
Yeah.
Couldn't do it in 3?
Possibly. But usually six is a much higher rate.
If he's 18 and he's already strung out, it's going to take more than 3.
Yeah, I would think.
What do you mean function, by the way? I mean, like, your job and stuff?
Just getting up and eating and dealing with life.
I cannot get out. I can't eat, and I can't even like get out of bed if I wanted to.
Yeah. Do you want to get sober?
Yeah.
Then you got to get help.
Yeah.
Does heroin let you eat?
If you're kicking, you're sick.
I tried.
And the alcohol can suppress some of the withdrawal, so he's probably going back and forth between the heroin and the alcohol.
I tried to quit heroin a couple weeks ago, and I just got really, really sick.
Yeah, and again, the kicking part is not a big deal. It only takes about 5 to 7 days, and you need to be somewhere to do that, and it can be made reasonably comfortable. But the staying off part is what takes all the time.
Yeah.
Doing the work of recovery, and you got to do it. There's no easy way. I wish there were. If there were, I'd certainly steer you in that direction.
Have you tried to get into any programs?
I started going to Narcotics Anonymous.
That's cool.
At my church and stuff, but
You need to go through a detox, though.
Yeah, I do, and I don't know how to go about that without I don't want to be I don't want to cause trouble for anyone that's related to me or anything. So I don't know
You live with your parents still?
No, I live by myself, but I don't know how I could. I have a girlfriend and stuff, and my family's close by, and I don't want them to have to get involved.
What are you doing for money?
I'm a waiter. I wait tables.
They need to get involved, Mike. They do. It's important. Everyone important in your life needs to be part of this process. But you might look into maybe a sober living that will also do detoxing for you, something like that.
There's a place in Long Beach called Red Gate.
They're in Annapolis, Maryland, though.
I'm in Maryland.
That's short commute.
Red Gate's a great program, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, so. That's a little far, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's 2:30 here in the morning.
Hey. Hey, Mike, the good news is that, you're 18 and you're already looking into getting sober. It sounds like a cliche, but you got your whole life ahead of you. So, why don't you just get yourself straightened out now, and then you can look forward to that.
It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse, so you better start now. Randy could talk about this.
Yeah.
Randy used to be
What was your drug of choice, right?
Pretty much everything that I could get at any time, just whatever was good. But pretty much I went through the same situation. I used to do that. And then, when I was 23, I just decided that, hey, I'm still here, so I better make the most of it. And I think once you decide you want to do it, there's plenty of ways to get help. You go to meetings and you take it seriously and you just do what they ask you to do and you stay the course.
That's the key thing is I find people doing what they ask you to do part. How do you get somebody to that point?
You just broke down.
How would you get Mike to get that? To get that he's got to follow directions, even your direction tonight.
He can. I mean, pretty much he can. He's calling here, so he knows he's got a problem.
Yeah.
It's just all a matter of what's going to make him more comfortable. Is he going to be more comfortable? Does he have the means to keep doing this for a while, or does he have nothing? I had nothing. I was living, on my friends' couches for a while, and you get to a point where there's only one direction to go. And I would just say that he knows, he can use his brain and just know that he does have a problem and avoid this, because really, Fletcher's right. It can only get worse,
yeah.
So to just, learn from other people's mistakes and try to just get on the path of being a part of the solution instead of being part of the problem.
Like that point is, no matter how bad you want to stop, no matter how bad you try, it will still get worse without treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't get some help now, it's definitely a road to nowhere.
Yeah, there's two ways you can go. There's jail, death.
Or death.
And we know a lot of people that have gone the opposite way, and they've cleaned themselves up, like Randy, and like a lot of our friends who are so much happier now and lead really fulfilling lives and are in a better place now, and I'm sure you can get there too, especially if you did call in. So
telling us that you're not happy where you're at. So the only way to get out of that rut is to take action, and you have the power to change. So do it.
And one more thing, just remember that as if you're afraid to give it up and everything like that, you can always think to yourself, it's always there for you if you want it. So that's something that you can keep on going ahead, and it's not like. You can always have that old life if you want it, but it's going to, anything you do, clean and sober is going to be way better than anything you could do.
Get sober for a year, and if you hate it so much, then go back to using.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
What you got to do. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. Pennywise is here. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Drew. Fletcher, Jim, and Randy are all here from Pennywise. Land of the Free is the name of the CD. Out tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow, you can find them at the House of Blues tomorrow at 3 o'clock. You can get those wristbands at the Tower on Sunset if you're out here in Los Angeles, starting at 9 a.m. And then get yourself in across the street practically over at the House of Blues. When 311 tomorrow night. We haven't seen those guys in a little while, have we, Drew?
The Christmas before last?
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, good guys. So we'll see them, and then Sum 41 will be in here on Thursday. And let's get back to the phones and talk to Fernando. Fernando?
Yes.
What's up?
Adam, first of all, I got to say that you are a funny genius, Dr. Drew. You are of help to people.
Thank you.
You're also cool, and Pennywise, you rock, and I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
And, well, the reason I was calling was that I think that the guy, that the gay guy who had sex at the age of, I don't know, when he was young.
He was molested, right.
Yeah, was that because he had anal sex with that little girl because he probably didn't know that he was supposed to do it front to front. Because when I was little, yeah. I had sex with that little girl because, I mean, I had anal sex with her because I didn't know that I was supposed to do it front to front.
Sure. How old were you?
I was 9.
Sure, yeah. You don't know that stuff when you're 9. You think life's one big butt when you're 9. So I looked at life.
Yeah, I mean I
thought the mouth was the anus, too, when I was 9. I thought a BJ was anal sex. I didn't know better.
Yeah, I mean, it took me like 3 years to realize that it was better doing it front to front.
Sure, right. Where are you calling from North Hollywood?
Yeah, I heard you used to live here.
Oh, yes. My whole goddamn miserable life I lived in that dump known as North Hollywood. And my stupid family's still there.
Yeah?
Their self-esteem is too low to move.
Yeah, I want to move out.
Because, yeah, you should.
Yeah, I live with Christian people.
Oh, no. Well, there's no Jews in North Hollywood.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, no Jew in his right mind would live in that place.
Yeah.
Where in North Hollywood do you live?
I live in Langersheim, Tahanga, around that.
Oh!
It just gets worse.
Wow, yeah. And where, that is known as Satan's hub, by the way, of North Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah. Langersheim, what cross street are you looking at?
Lamp Avenue.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. You're right. Why don't you take a vacation and go to Beirut?
is the Christian group helping you?
Actually, no. They I don't really go to church because I hate everybody in there.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, it's worked nicely on you. I can see that. And are you gay?
No, I'm not gay.
No.
I'm pretty straight.
And who are these people, these Christians you're living with?
Pretty straight.
They are actually my mother and my stepfather.
Oh, I see. It's funny that you just call your parents as these Christian people. I picture them as like missionaries, but they're really your parents.
Yeah, I mean, I call them by their first name because I didn't live with my mom until I was. I mean, I just came back with her.
Right.
Because she left me when I was like 6.
All right. Hey, Fernando, though, you're 19 now, right?
Yeah, I'm 19.
So it's time for you to move out.
Yeah, I should definitely do that.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you do it? You got any buddies?
Actually, no, I don't have any friends.
Oh, why not?
I don't know. I can't talk really that much.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
You're talking now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking now, but I don't usually talk.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel alone. I don't know.
Well, do you work?
Yes. At Taco Bell.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I just quit, like, yesterday.
Why?
There wasn't enough work.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're looking. Here's what you got to do, Fernando. You got to get a job. You got to get a job that you like.
Yeah, a real job because
a real job.
I was just working like two to three hours a week.
It's ironic. I know. I used to work at McDonald's like I work there like, I don't know, like 11 hours a week. And it's funny, you're getting minimum wage and they're taking taxes out and you're working like under 20 hours a week. So you get this paycheck for like $37.50 every 2 weeks. It's really, it's like a novelty paycheck. Like, I don't even know what the hell to do with it.
You frame that one.
You frame it, right.
Show your friends.
My stepfather.
Yeah.
He works in construction also.
All right, can
you going to go to the show tomorrow, Fernando?
Yeah, I'm going there.
You can come down early and you can hang out with us and we can talk.
Oh, really? I would love that. I mean...
Yeah, come down around noon. Go to House of Blues at around 12 o'clock.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
All Fernando will be the guy without anybody. Any buddies with him?
Yeah, I'm going to be all alone.
All right. Hey, Fernando?
Yeah.
Look, I know your life hasn't gone well for you so far. Right? I mean, it's been a tough life, but you know what?
You got lots of time.
You do. I mean, my life sucked. I lived in North Hollywood. I hated my stepdad, and I didn't have a good gig when I was 19 either. I was cleaning carpets, for Christ's sake. I mean, just go out and find something to sink your teeth into, but you got to have friends. And I say this all the time on this show, but especially you guys who are down on your luck, who have a-holes for parents and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I got two good friends, and we moved into a one-bedroom in North Hollywood, and, you know, we were miserable, but we were together, and we had some good times, and, you know, scraped some resins, and, you know. I mean, they will get you through the times. You either got to have family, or you got to have friends, and if you don't have family, then your friends are your family, but you got to have that. I mean, think about where you guys would be, or where you'd be now if you didn't have your buddies.
Jim had a good line the other day, and it's been used before. You can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends.
And
choose some.
Please, Roberto, let's talk to... Amy. Oh, I'm sorry, Fernando. Let's talk to Amy. Amy?
Hi.
What's up?
I just wanted to talk to the guy that called in about losing weight on speed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I did that probably about 10 years ago, and... you do lose weight really fast on it, but the emotional and the mind games that happen to your head are so not worth it. And I just want, I'm hoping he's listening still, because it desensitized everything that I felt. I'm a very emotional person, and I'm really nervous right now. And I'm really passionate about things, but I didn't care about any of my relationships. I didn't care about anyone or anything on it, and if he wants to lose weight on that, you have to continuously use it.
Plus, people act like if once they lose 30 pounds or 50 pounds, it'll never come back.
Oh, it comes right back really fast.
Yeah, or you do speed for the rest of your life, but it doesn't sound like a great, you know, great strategy from a math standpoint.
But my husband and I have been married for 10 years, and when he did it, I mean, he threatened to kill people.
Right, that's the paranoia that's being
speed. I had one friend who stayed in his house for a week because he thought somebody was trying to shoot him through the window.
Right.
I mean, it's so not worth it. And I hope he's listening so that he knows it's not worth it. You hallucinate after being up for 3 or 4 days. It's so hard on your body, and it's so not worth it. The night before my 21st birthday, I nearly overdosed, and not from a large amount. I think I did 2 lines, and it was from our source was a friend of ours that lived in the complex that we lived in, and it happened to be a bad batch, and I nearly died on it. So I just hope he's listening, and I hope that he finds another way.
All right, Amy, thanks.
Thanks, Amy.
Bye.
All right, let's talk to Lisa, who's 20. Lisa?
Hi.
What's up?
I had a question. I've been with the same guy for a little over 3 years now. We just got married in April, and I haven't had an orgasm for about 2.5 years.
So in the beginning, you were able to have them?
Yes.
With him?
Well, not often, but it's been 2.5 years about.
How was he able to do it in the good old days?
I think I maybe had one or two.
How was he able to pull that off?
I have no idea.
Anything? Is he doing something different now?
No, it wasn't anything special. It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't like we were doing some weird, wild, crazy thing.
Well, the novelty stuff wears off, then the guy will start doing his work. Right?
Are you faking it now?
No.
So
no,
he knows.
Yeah, we talk about it very openly, and we're both very frustrated about it.
What's he trying to do to make it go? Make it good?
We've almost kind of run out of... I mean, we can't really think of anything else. We just kind of run through the same old
Yeah, he's doing the oral sex.
Goes down on me. I kind of sometimes don't lubricate myself.
How about a vibrator?
I've never used one. I would feel.
That's your next.
Well, listen.
That'll be a success story.
Desperate measures for desperate times. I mean, Lisa, you haven't thought about it, but it's been 2.5 years. You guys have been going at it, trying to lubricate and figure things out.
The fact that she's not arousing, hasn't thought about it, something more going on here.
Lisa?
Yes.
You still in love with this guy?
Oh, yes. We just got married 2 months ago.
Well, listen, people get married all the time. They're not in love. Go get a vibrator.
Dr. Drew wants to take it back to childhood.
I'm thinking about it.
That's right.
He's going there.
In the next 5 seconds. Lisa, we got to go to break. Go get a vibrator or quit complaining. All right? It's one or the other.
Hello. This is your radio. Loveline will be right back.
All right, everybody. That is it. I want to thank Pennywise for coming in here. Land of the Free, name of the CD. Go out and get that. It is out tomorrow, or actually today, since it's after 12. Guys, a beautiful reunion.
Thank you.
Very uneventful, but beautiful.
Thank you.
And I noticed I was a little disappointed that the trophy wasn't in the corner, but
it started to stink, I bet.
The vomit cup trophy.
I think the vomit was leaking out of the bottom. I didn't take that into consideration.
All right. Enjoy a little vintage Pennywise. And then until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Okay, go ahead.
That's fine. I mean, I was just wondering, what's the...
Don't throw up on me. Oh, my God.
Line is over. I'm pretty much currently. Okay, bye. Yes, Love Line is over. It's not our fault. We have a big ugly man in our guitar band.
Get out of here.
And yes.
Get the hell out. Can I come over? Are we on the air?
Please.
Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.